From Spark and Anvil and ReadQuest, this is Hunch in Chapter 1 of the ReadQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Hunch is a hound tween with an unusually sensitive nose. The sensitivity is essential for the curriculum. Hunch can smell what is not on the page. He can read a passage with his eyes, like any other ReadQuest cast member, but his nose simultaneously picks up the things the text implies without stating. The implied facts, the unstated emotions, the hinted at details. Hunch's nose detects all of these. His tail wags slowly when he smells an inference. The wag speeds up when the inference is strong. Hunch grew up in a small village near the Academy's Wordwoods. His family, all hounds, had been the village's trackers. They tracked lost sheep, missing children, stolen objects. Hunch had been the youngest of 7 hound children. He had been expected to enter the family tracking trade. He had, however, been more interested in books than in tracking objects. He would read books in the family workshop while his older siblings practiced tracking exercises. The books had been the only things that engaged his sensitive nose in the way the sensitive nose wanted to be engaged. Tracking lost sheep had been too easy for Hunch. The sheep trails were obvious. Books, on the other hand, had been full of small implied things that the text did not state outright. Hunch's nose had been quietly thrilled by the implied things. He had realized at 14 that his nose was made for inference. Tracking visible scent trails was one kind of work. Tracking implied facts in text was the kind he loved. He had walked to the ReadQuest Academy at 19. The Academy Master had interviewed him. The Master had said, "Read this passage and tell me what is implied." The passage had been,
"Sarah walked into the kitchen at 6 a.m. The coffee was already brewed. Her mother's car was gone." Hunch had read. His nose had twitched. His tail had wagged slowly. He had said, "The text implies several things. 1. Sarah's mother woke up earlier than 6 a.m. 2. Sarah's mother had time to brew coffee and leave before Sarah woke. 3. Sarah's mother left in a car, which is information about the household's transportation. 4. The mother left without waking Sarah, which implies the mother wanted to leave quietly, implying either Sarah is sleeping in a way that is to be respected, or the mother is leaving for something she does not want to disturb Sarah about. 5. Coffee being brewed implies the mother drinks coffee, a small fact about the household. The text states none of these things explicitly. All are inferred from what the text did state." The Master had said, "You are appointed." Hunch has been the Academy's inference teacher for 13 years.
In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He sits on a small cushion at the front. He has on his lap a small book. He says, "I am Hunch. My nose detects what the text implies but does not state. Watch." He reads a short passage aloud, usually the Sarah and the coffee passage. His nose twitches. His tail wags. He says, "Inference is detected. Mother woke before 6, brewed coffee, left in a car, intentionally did not wake Sarah. The text did not state any of these. It only stated the time, the coffee, the missing car. The implications follow." He then teaches the students to read with the same eye and nose attention. He explains the core method. 1. Read what the text says explicitly. Then 2. Ask, "What does this imply? What background fact is needed for this to be true? What emotional state is consistent with this behavior? What would explain this detail? The implied facts are real comprehension content, not guesses." He cautions, "Inferences must be supported by the text. You cannot infer things the text does not signal. Sarah's mother was happy is not a supported inference from the coffee and car passage. The text gives no emotional signal about the mother's state. Sarah's mother left before Sarah woke is a supported inference. The car is gone plus Sarah just walked in signals it."
Anchor, see her chapter,
is Hunch's frequent co-teacher on this point. Inferences need anchors. Hunch and anchor often demonstrate together. Hunch makes the inference. Anchor points to the textual evidence that supports it. When students ask Hunch whether inference is hard, Hunch always says the same thing. It is not hard. It is reading what is not on the page. The text gives signals. The reader assembles signals into implied meaning. What background fact is needed for this to be true? What would explain this detail? The answers are inferences. The nose detects them. With practice, the eye will too. He still keeps the small book on his lap. The children sometimes ask to read from it. He always lets them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hunch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.